He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Of Gunderson Capital Management, this is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It is Sanford & Son Friday here on this May 12th, 2017. I'm joined here in the studio by the apprentice, the young gun, the son of a gun, Stephen Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. We're filling in for Bill, and word is through the miracle of technology that Bill will be joining us here during the first half of the show from his secret bunker. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Okay, now tell us all things stock indexes this morning. What's going on in the market?
All right, the Dow is down 25 points. The NASDAQ is down 4. The S&P is down 4. Oil is down 8 cents. Gold is up $5. And silver's up 15 cents.
It's been a wild ride this week for oil. And gold, as your dad said yesterday, is looking for a constitutional chaotic meltdown so it can so it can go up. You know, the old saying, when things hit the fan, gold goes up.
Yep.
The value of gold, guns, ammo, food storage, etc. That's what they're waiting for.
Gold likes disaster.
It does. Yeah. I think the gold bugs like disaster. And the rest of the market is just kind of poking along this morning. But we've had a really, really good few weeks at Gunderson Capital Management. We're going to talk about that, especially during the second half when your dad can't interrupt us. We are going to beat his chest for him and tell the folks what a wonderful job he is doing as a professional money manager. As the captain of the Gunderson ship, he's killing it here the last few weeks. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You're live on the air here this morning with Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill in the studio, but rumor has it that he is joining us from the secret bunker. Are you there this morning, Bill? Do you have us?
Yes, I am absolutely here, and quite a bit going on here this morning in the market. I mean, the market's quiet itself, but there's a few stocks flipping in here that I'd like to mention here during this.
Well, you're the captain. So tell us all about it.
Well, let's start with, I had a thought about gold while you guys were talking about it. Okay, let's say gold goes to $3,000 an ounce, and, the currency fails, and I need to buy a loaf of bread. Who's going to give me change for my gold coin?
In gold shavings?
I don't know if gold's the answer, even in a crisis. I don't know. I'm sure there's those that are out there listening to us in their own bunkers, stocked with weapons and food and all this kind of stuff, and gold, obviously. But to the story today, and this is going to lead to a stock that I've had my eye on for quite some time. The, retail bricks and mortar continue to come apart brick by brick. Macy's yesterday was a big shocker at just how bad things are going there. And today we get those retail sales numbers, which are below expectations once again. But as always, there's some bright spots in the retail sector. And we'll ask the millennial, where do you think, Stephen, the bright spots are today in the retail sector?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm not the right person to ask because I don't
shop. Yeah, he doesn't go into any stores.
No, where do you shop?
I'll tell you where he shops.
Amazon.
No. I'll tell you where he shops. He shops in Starbucks.
Amazon and Nike. That's about it.
No, there's the bright spot. Retail sales were led by strength in the non-store retailers.
Yeah. There
we go. In other words, the online retailers once again are kicking it. And, we own that exchange-traded fund called iBuy, I-B-U-Y. which is an index of those non-store retailers. Now here's the second part. Well, we'll get to that. The only other area of retail that's really still doing well, and I do my best to keep Home Depot and Lowe's in business, they're still doing well.
Yeah.
And, I guess that it's hard for Amazon to ship you a tomato plant.
Yeah.
You have the auto parts segment as well, the O'Reillys and the AutoZones of the world.
Okay, and then we get news today that JCPenney, I mean, is it going to be around 2 years from now?
Oh, I saw that, Bill. I saw the article on JCPenney. They just got hammered.
Yeah, and, I have a short position in my speculative account on Sears. I think Sears is even in worse shape than JCPenney, if that could be possible. And Sears is just getting killed today, so my short position is going up there. But here's the one that leads to a stock that I want to mention right now. Amazon is announcing today that they want to get more into the furniture, to be able to deliver bulky items.
Yeah,
they're building four massive warehouses to help it deliver bulky items like appliances and furniture.
Well, the young gun here ordered his bed on Amazon, and they delivered it. A king-size bed. They delivered it free.
California King.
They delivered it free. Can you believe that?
There you go. I mean, imagine, you remember, Rob, you and I going down and buying a mattress and tying it to the top of our car.
Oh, and holding it to the roof.
Yeah, halfway home, some guy's pointing. In the car next to you, he's pointing like, the bed's ready to fly off.
I've done that.
Yeah. If you drive on the freeway, how many mattresses do you see lying along the side of the road?
Oh, I've done that exact thing.
Yeah. Well, anyways, here's my point, though. So they're going to have to put together a delivery system for bulk items. Not only are they going to have to build the big warehouses, but they're not going to be able to deliver via U.S. mail. I don't even think FedEx. So here's a stock that keep your eye on. It's XPO Logistics. And it sounds to me like they're going to play a big part in all of this. XPO, is the symbol is XPO. They provide transportation and logistics services to customers in North America, Europe, and Asia. This has already been a really good stock over the years. It's gone from 4 in 2010. It's 55 today. Write that on the wall in the studio. Bill said on May 12th, 2017, XPO, $55 per share. Hey, if they play a big role in delivering, it's going to take time to build the warehouses and to get this all into line. But, XPO was a good stock before this news. It's got a relative strength of 95 right now on a scale of 1 to 99. But it could be a major player in delivering mattresses. And see, XPO knows how to tie down the mattress on the top of their car, Rob.
Well, they probably put it in the truck instead of on top.
Yeah, with your wife holding on to the rope,
Yeah, oh, yeah. The puny arm.
Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, keep your eye. And then there's another stock in the news here today that was, I heard about it from a client, actually. It's the Chemours company, and the symbol is CC. Just like CC Sabathia, right? How's he doing this year, by the way? Is CC still pitching?
I think so. I haven't really heard much about him, so he must not be that good or that bad.
Well, he's not playing for the Padres, and he's not playing for the Rangers, so we don't know.
So he's not washed up yet, in other words.
No, exactly.
He's getting there.
Yeah. Him and who's the other pitcher that's about 42 and
Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, I think CC and Bartolo should have a match rate sometimes. Just the first base so they don't hurt themselves. But the name of this company is the Chemours Company, CC. They have some patented refrigerants and chemicals that are quite the deal. And this stock is hitting new highs today. It came public at about 4, 5, around there. It's 43 2 years later.
Wow, that chart looks great. Steven just pulled it up here, and the chart looks fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, compare that with Snap, right, which went public and has been a flop. the Kemor CC looks pretty interesting to me. And so anyway, there's a couple of them for your Friday that I've already had my eye on them for a long time. I don't own either one. But, man, I dig. I love to dig. I love to fish. There's a kelp patty out there. There's a couple of fish lying under. One of them, the Kemors, and one of them is XPO Logistics. So when we come back, I'll have a few more to talk about, okay?
Well, that sounds good. Hey, we're filling in for Bill. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm not hearing. Oh, there it is. There's the music. I was wondering if Taman was sleeping there on us there in Texas.
Taman doesn't sleep.
No, he doesn't. Hey, it's Rob Sanford. It's Steven Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill, but we've got him on the line. So hang around for the second quarter. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. We broadcast nationwide, coast to coast, from Sarasota to Minnesota, from the East Coast to the West, from Atlanta all the way out to Honolulu. And we'd love to welcome our new Phoenix station. We have Money Radio 1510 down in Phoenix. We had a lot of folks call in yesterday and request the book from Bill. And one of those people that called in yesterday from Phoenix was visiting Denver. How about that? And it was Joanne. And Joanne and her mom, Joanne, they both go by Joanne, wanted a copy of Bill's book. So we sent that out to them. Welcome to our new Angel in Red. Her email address is Angel in Red.
All right.
So hello to Joanne and her mom, Joanne, from Denver/Phoenix. New listeners out there in the market. So, Bill, I think Bill is still with us here from the secret bunker in the second quarter here. And, Bill, are you with us?
Yeah, there's two things I want to talk about here in the last few minutes here. Here's news that you're not going to hear in the media. You know, I have never seen the media as bad as it is currently. I've given up. I mean,
so you agree with Trump?
Well, it's almost become propaganda. It's become propaganda, and both sides, are twisted. They twist.
Whichever way you look at it, yeah.
Right.
But here's some good news, all right? And you probably won't hear this. The United States yesterday inked a trade deal with China. Now, how big is that? Reshaping their trade relationship, the U.S. and China have revealed a new 10-point package that will see the latter, that means China, open its market to American companies and agencies. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the import-export deals on beef, poultry, natural gas, agriculture, financial services, and biotechnology, and it will help reduce the massive trade deficit with Beijing. So, you know, that's the good stuff that's going on. We have the news on every single day. And
I haven't heard that yet.
Of course you haven't.
Yeah.
You know, and that is big news. I mean, to reshape a trade relationship with China, that's big news. All right, the last thing I want to close with here in the few minutes I have left, I just sent out a push notification to my live trading subscribers. If you guys check your phones, you should have that push notification.
I got it right here on my
phone.
Got it. Yep, popped right up three minutes ago.
This is one, I mean, out of my speculative portfolio. It's not. I don't like the looks of it right now. It's not working out. It's down about 5 or 6% since I bought it. And I just sent out a push notification that goes out all over the world instantaneously that I'm selling it. And I just sold it for like a 5 or 6% loss. I got my cat here this morning visiting.
Did you just step on the cat, Bill?
Yeah,
did you step on it?
I hear Johnny.
Yeah, he says buy Caterpillar, cat. C-A-T.
He wants on the radio.
Yeah, anyways, that's one of the levels of service. Okay, so, you know, I have the Cadillac is where I manage the money for you. I met with the guy after you guys left yesterday. And, you know, I mean, he's a construction manager, and he's stuck in traffic most of the day here in Southern California.
Yuck.
He has his account at Ameritrade, and he just doesn't have time nor the inclination to read through and find all of these things that are going on in the market. So obviously that's number one. I'm a fee-based money manager, and I have four different portfolios from the aggressive down to someone who's really, really conservative that just wants some income and maybe some growth going forward. And the second thing that I do is there's a lot of people that like to do it, Rob. You know, they sit at home and they trade stocks all day or whatever. And, you know, I have 45,000 followers on Twitter. And I send out general tweets during the day, maybe three or four, you know, observations or stocks that make my eyeballs pop out or whatever. But I also have my live trading subscription, which is $90 a month, $89 a month. And I send out live trades, the same trades that I'm making in those four portfolios, which I decided to do. You know, some people are like the speculative trade. Some people want to just find dividend payers. So I send out every trade I make via push notification on your portable device and email.
You know, I like seeing that during the day. I like to be able to watch what is flying from the fingertips there in the in the Gunderson Bridge. It's kind of fun to watch you buy and sell in real time. And and it really kind of gives you a guidance as to what's going on. And I'm impressed as well. You don't just push out the winners. You push out when you know, when it's not necessarily a good deal and you ended up selling it. So
you got to know when to sell. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to hold them and all of that, as Kenny Rogers said. And then the last thing, you know, I have my basic newsletter, which is $195 for a year. That has everything in it. It's like 60 pages every week, which I'm about to begin the track again here today. And it has everything except for what's in the portfolios. And, you know, I just decided that's pretty valuable information. So I keep that for the clients, my clients, and the live trading subscribers. And there's some folks that are grandfathered in that have been longtime subscribers with me, and you know, they still get the portfolios too. So anyways, I just kind of wanted to let the folks know, you know. And the other thing is the different portfolios that I manage. You know, every day I go through each one of those portfolios and I try to make sure that I've got the 25-30 best. I make no guarantees. The only guarantee I make is I'm going to do everything I can possibly do to have the best roster on the field. Which, hey, did you watch that San Diego Padre-Texas Ranger game last night?
How about that walk-off?
Are those two bad teams or what?
You know, it's the first thing Taman out there in Texas said this morning. He wanted to talk about the game.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the Padres went home and Texas won two innings later, right?
Right.
That's the old joke, right? They hit a walk-off two innings later. Pretty bad, but
I sent
a tweet to my wife, who's back in South Carolina. I said, hey, Lynn, the Padres are up 2-0 in the seventh inning, and our guy Clayton Richards was pitching a two-hitter at the time. Sure enough, it fell apart, and we lost on a walk-off. So, you know, the Padres don't have the best roster on the field this year, but I'll do my best to put the best roster on the field for you, given the circumstances in the world.
Now, rumor has it that you're going to put together your starting lineup for your ultra-growth portfolio again this week. You're going to put it out in the newsletter. Is that right?
Well, you say so.
No, you said that on the air yesterday. Okay. You said you're going to give it one more week and let people see it.
It's doing pretty well.
It is.
I mean, no guarantees, but the 25-30 stocks in there, you know, the Shopify's of the world, et cetera. It's up almost 13% so far. Now, that's before my exorbitant expenses are taken. So don't forget that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thanks for joining us in the first half of the show. Folks, if you're not getting the Best Stocks Now newsletter, like I always say, you're a knucklehead. Hey, Bill, thanks. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll talk more about how to get that newsletter in the second half. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. That's at GundersonCapital.com. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, filling in for Bill. Now, Bill was just joining us here during the first half from his secret bunker, and today he is writing the newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And if you're not getting the newsletter, what do I always say, Stephen?
You're a knucklehead.
You're a knucklehead. That's right. So,
because it's free.
It is free. And it's just a really good set of roadmaps. It is the Thomas Guide. Does anybody know what a Thomas Guide is anymore?
I wouldn't know if you guys weren't talking about it the last couple of days.
Yeah, we were.
I remember them as a kid.
Like the coiled binder thing.
I never knew how to use it because I was like way small, but I remember my parents on road trips would bring out this huge book.
Yeah, that's right. Every freeway, every road, and you had one for different counties. Exactly right. And I remember the day when every gas station gave out free road maps.
I remember that too.
And you'd go in, you'd come into a new town or a new state or a new city, and you'd go in and get a road map.
Yep.
So you know where to go.
Yeah.
That's what the newsletter is. The Best Stocks Now newsletter is the roadmap, according to Bill Gunderson. He kind of guides you into what street to take. Now, think about this. We were in La Paz last Friday, a week ago today. Mm-hmm. The boys and I, and Bill was the captain of the rental car, as we're driving around in the streets of La Paz. No Thomas Guide, no GPS.
No.
Only the mind of Bill Gunderson. And I see the thoughts going on in your head right now.
That's scary.
And we're driving around these little back streets of La Paz, little barrio neighborhoods. And he says, there's a market up here somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I know it's got a bull on the top of it. So we're driving around in circles. Oh, yep, sure enough, there it is. And he finds it, and we go in there and see all manner of things. And then he says, now there's a great taco shop. They have the best, he's got the best everything that he's ever seen in his whole life, and it's awesome. And you have to drive down a side street. Sure enough, we find a little parking place. He knows where it is. So he's like a living, breathing Thomas Guide roadmap.
Of La Paz.
Of La Paz. Yeah. That's right. He knows every taco shop, every little restaurant, every little market. And he's like that in the stock market. The guy has these little points of interest seared in his brain that he writes in the newsletter every week. And it can be invaluable. If you kind of turn the pages and go through his noodle a little bit and see what it is that he's got to say. There's some valuable information. You'll end up having a great meal if you just follow the direction of Bill Gunderson. A great meal in the stock market. Now, speaking of one that didn't taste so good this week, in the very beginning, in the very first quarter of the show today, your dad was talking about retail stocks. And I know he's kind of hammered on that for a while the last few weeks. The actual brick-and-mortar retail versus the online retail. And as I came in this morning, on one of my first homepage article things that I printed out just so we could talk about for a minute, the headline is JCPenney stock tanks as the company's losses go into double digits. All right, now, we're talking $180 million that ended April 29th. They lost. I like JCPenney.
The stock or the store?
The store.
Okay.
I like going in to JCPenney and buying my stuff, but I never have bought anything in JCPenney except things to wear. I don't think you can buy clothes on Amazon. I don't think you can buy clothes.
People do.
Online. I don't see how online retailers can compete with brick-and-mortar retailers when it comes to clothing and things that you have to try on. And I asked you about that during the break.
Uh-huh.
And what did you say?
I said I haven't bought clothes in a while. But
you used that word boughten again. That's not a word.
Clothes in a while.
Okay.
But
Yeah. You said the jeans you have on right now.
Yes.
You said your wife bought
My wife got me them. At a brick-and-mortar store.
At a brick-and-mortar store. I think you have to try things on.
But now I know my size, so I can just buy them online.
What if you eat an extra taco?
Well, then these wouldn't fit anymore.
Right. Okay, so you have to try things
on. These are still comfortable.
I think that there is
a place. So I'll find these exact same ones online.
My point being, as I look down these quotes on these various stocks, it's JCPenney, it's Macy, it's Nordstrom, it's Kohl's, and they're all down, every one of them. JCP, 9.5%. Macy's down.
Was that yesterday?
2 points.
Yesterday.
Yeah, maybe it is. Nordstrom, JWN, down almost 10%. And Kohl's, which is KSS, down almost 3%. Those are all retailers that primarily sell clothing. And I've got to believe that there's a place. Maybe they are bloated. Maybe they're big. Maybe they're, you know, not the millennials' favorite place to go and shop. But I still think that you have to be able to drag your 10-year-old in by his ear and say, here, try this on.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah. What if you don't
When they're 10, you just buy a size too big.
Okay.
That's what I did as a kid.
Well, like when I go in and I buy a shirt for church, or I want to go in and buy, you know, underwear is not that big a deal, or socks or things like that. But, you know, a suit. Okay, a suit or a shirt or a pair of pants or some, you know, you got to try it on.
Right.
As much as I hate it. I can't stand trying on clothes.
See, I just know my size, so I can go to wherever I shop online.
But things are cut differently.
Yeah, you just live with it.
You know, you don't just live with it.
Yeah.
You don't. Then you look rumpled, or you look like you're, you know, wearing last year's suit that you grew out of.
I don't look rumpled today, do I?
No, I guess not.
This is online. Yeah. Your shirt was online.
That was an online shirt?
It was an online shirt.
All right. Now, if you're not tuning into our YouTube channel, here's a great excuse to do so. You know, World Famous Ed builds in the content to our YouTube channel. Go search on YouTube, Bill Gunderson.
Yeah, you can follow him on his channel. And we put the show up every day.
Well, it's the live feed that we've got here from the studio here in Carlsbad. And I would like folks to email me and let us know whether or not Steven
looks
rumpled
today.
If he looks rumpled in his online shirt, where did you buy that on Amazon?
Nope.
You didn't? Where'd you buy that?
I think my wife got it on Old Navy.
Old Navy.
Yes.
All right. So this is your opportunity to comment on whether or not Steven looks rumpled with his online shirt. I think it looks pretty good.
It's a nice shirt.
It's not bad.
It's a t-shirt.
Yeah, but it's got a pocket. Yeah. A little bit of a pattern to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My point being is that I think brick-and-mortar retailers do have a place. Maybe not as big and massive as they are right now. The day will not come, yeah. I believe, that you can buy everything online. I don't think so.
Robert, we're already there.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Because
what can't you buy online?
You have to know what you want to buy online. You have to be able to touch it and
feel
it.
All these places make it so easy. If you don't like it, you just return it. They send you a new one. Free shipping.
What a pain.
It's not even a pain.
I want to be able to take it home and wear it, not send it back.
Well, if it fits, you can wear it.
We are from two different worlds, dude.
Yeah.
Two completely different worlds.
That's the way the world is going. I'm just telling you.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. If you want the roadmap as to where the world is going, tell folks how they get Bill's opinion on this whole thing, because he's more my age than you.
Yeah.
All right. How do they do
it? Yeah, but he looks at the numbers.
Yeah.
And the stocks.
Yeah, that's
true.
So he'll
tell you the real.
I think he buys his clothes in a store, though.
Well, yeah, he does.
So do I.
Okay. Doesn't mean he's going to invest in JCPenney, though.
No, that's true. That's true. But I don't think JCPenney or Sears or Kohl's or Nordstrom or Macy's are going away. They may downsize.
JCPenney's $4 a share.
But they're not going away.
I think they are. All going to have to team up together at some point.
And become
One Last Stand.
One Last Stand.
Yeah.
That ought to be the name of the store.
One Last Stand.
Can you imagine you have a big retail store called One Last Stand, the place to buy your stuff in reality instead of virtual?
JCPenney used to be $72 a share.
Holy moly.
Now it's $4.
Did it really?
Yes. Back in 2007.
Okay, folks. That's my war cry. You need to go to a JCPenney today and buy some underwear or a suit or a tie or a shirt.
But don't buy the stock.
Don't buy the stock.
You probably won't make money.
Just go buy some stuff because we still need our stores. Go support those stores.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, go to GundersonCapital.com.
That's the best place to go.
And you can click on our newsletter tab and give us a little bit of information, your name, your email address. We do email the newsletter every weekend. It sounds like Bill will be including one of his portfolios this weekend to see what's in it. So that's very valuable.
It's huge.
If you don't get the newsletter, you will want to sign up today so you can see that on Saturday.
Yeah, because this, I think, is going to be the last week that he includes the Ultra Growth Portfolio.
Yeah, he doesn't do it ever.
I said portfolio.
Portfolio.
It's a portfolio. And that's valuable because that's 25 or 26 or 28 stocks that he actually owns.
Yeah.
And he's up like 13% this year before fees, which aren't that exorbitant. Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, he's killing it. I mean, he's killing it. So we'll talk about that in the last quarter. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Welcome back to the final quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in beautiful Carlsbad, North San Diego County in San Diego, California. I'm joined here in the studio by the young gun, the apprentice, the son of a gun, Stephen Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford, and we're sitting in the studio because Bill is not, and Bill is in his secret bunker working on the newsletter. The Best Stocks Now newsletter. We talked a little bit about what you're going to get this week in the Best Stocks Now newsletter during the last quarter. And this is the second week in a row that he's actually including an actual glimpse at his portfolio. Now, we talked a little bit during the break. There's some wacky rules that we're really not supposed to beat the chest of a money manager and say, hey, listen, you know, this guy's doing great, because past performance, as we always have to say, is no indication of future results. But in my opinion, you're crazy not to get the newsletter. And Bill does such a great job of researching things and being thorough when it comes to what he puts on paper, in this case, virtual paper, that you really need to check out what it is that he has to say, because he's doing so well this year as a result of his research that it might be a good idea to take a look at. And does that mean he's going to continue to do that? No. Does that mean that things are going to go, rosy and incredible the rest of the year? No. But when you got a guy like Bill who's steering the ship every day, who's got his eyes to the binoculars, who's really out looking for, you know, and Bill in the first quarter referred to out looking for kelp patties all day long. I don't think people in Minnesota know what a kelp patty is.
No.
I don't think that even folks in Florida or other parts of the country know what a kelp patty is. But explain what it is. Explain what a kelp patty is.
When you're fishing
out
in the ocean,
yeah,
when you see a kelp patty,
right.
Oh, that is like the best part of your day.
Right.
You know that there's probably fish underneath it.
Yeah. And why? Why are there fish underneath it?
They like those kelp patties.
They do. That's it. They like those kelp patties.
You look for birds and kelp patties.
Yeah, those are the things you're looking for.
And that's all I know about fishing.
Because when you're 50 or 60 miles offshore and you're looking for tuna or whatever it is you're looking for, along the coast of California, there are what are called kelp beds, and that's where these big kelp forests grow. Well, every once in a while, chunks of those kelp beds break off, and they float, and they create these little, well, they look like a giant hamburger patty. Sometimes they're the size of a trash can lid. Sometimes they're the size.
And even that's good enough.
Yeah. You're right. And or sometimes they're the size of a boat or the size of a half of a football field. They're huge. Yeah. Other times they're just little. But what happens is it creates a shade pocket, and little tiny bait fish get in that shade because they feel safe. Well, guess what? They're not. Because yeah. All of a sudden the birds land on the kelp patty. The bait fish get scared, and then the bigger fish come up underneath the bait fish. And so that little piece of floating structure out there is a fish magnet.
Yep.
So Bill refers to the stock market as this vast sea, this vast ocean, and he's in the ocean every single day looking for kelp patties.
Yep, makes sense.
Because they hold the mother load sometimes. You know, if he can keep his binoculars on the water looking for kelp patties and he finds one and he slides the boat up next to it and throws, you know, I remember, what was it, two summers ago, we slid up to a kelp patty. We were upwind. We kind of turned off our motors and drift down. First cast in the water was who? You.
Yeah.
And you hooked up.
That was the only fish we caught all day.
That's right. But it was on a kelp patty.
It was on a kelp patty.
And you hooked
it
up.
Was the first one we saw.
And I remember you couldn't walk for like 3 days after you caught that fish.
Man, I tore something. Oh, it was brutal. That 10-pound fish killed me.
It kicked your tail. It really did. But it was sitting underneath a kelp patty. That was the point. And so Bill, as the captain, he said, oh, right over there. Look, there's a kelp patty. And we're 50 or 60 miles offshore. And that's the only thing that you can spot is birds or kelp patties to kind of be an indicator. Once in a while, jumpers.
Or other boats.
Or that's right, or other boats. Yeah. That's right. Then you're chasing.
If they're stopped, then
chances are you never know. That's right. So that's what he does in the stock market. He gets out there with his binoculars, and he pours over charts, and he pours over stocks, and he drives all over the stock ocean. And he's looking for those little tiny indicators that think, oh, there's maybe a fish or two over there. Throws his bait, casts his line. And sometimes, like a little while ago, he sent out a tweet that he slid up to a kelp patty and it didn't bite. Mm-hmm. So he sells it. And other times, he slides up to a kelp patty and he starts fishing. And it's a great opportunity. And he stays there and he fishes all day or he fishes all year in that same spot. So that's kind of the analogy that we use because we all love to fish. We like fishing, baseball, food, and guns.
And stocks,
and
I guess.
And stocks. We use the analogy all the way around there. So Bill is about as traditional as an American guy that you can find when it comes to traditional values and ethics. And he's a good guy to have in your stock corner. Now, tell folks how they can get in touch with us.
Yes, you can visit us at GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
You can go to our Contact Us page. There's a little box if you want to tell us something. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your portfolio. Tell us about what you like to do, maybe. And we
like hearing about people.
Yeah. Rob will give you a call. Someone else will give you a call and talk to you, or we'll see maybe if there's a fit with us to help you out. And I definitely sign up for the newsletter if you don't get it. It's just a ton of great information. Even if you don't stay up with the market all the time, it's just good to kind of read what's going on a little bit. Bill makes it super, super easy to understand.
Otherwise,
kind of like that kelp patty analogy.
Right.
You know? So it's just really good information. You can check up on whoever's managing your money for you or yourself if you're doing it and just see how you're doing and if you're on the same page as Bill, and maybe you'll find his information valuable.
I agree. Now, I think people, sometimes when they're driving around, they don't remember our website. They don't remember how to get in touch with us. So they can call us. They can just call and talk to Lisa.
Yeah.
855-611-BEST. Mm-hmm. 855-611-2378. Or if they don't remember the phone number, or if they don't remember the website, what do they do?
Just search Bill Gunderson on
That's
Google.
It. Yeah.
And he'll be the first one that pops up.
That's right. Bill Gunderson. Just remember that. You'll find him. You'll find us. You'll get to talk to Steven.
Yeah.
We'll put you on the phone with Steven.
And talk about my shirt.
That's right. Yo, yeah, go to YouTube. Check out his shirt. Hey, it's Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson filling in for Bill. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.